"To the person behind me," began the message on the back of Megan's t-shirt, "you are amazing, beautiful, and enough. Remember that." I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Those are powerful thoughts. And Megan knows why the words on her shirt are more than just lovely words. Megan follows Jesus. She views each student in the math classes she teaches and everyone she encounters each day as God's masterpieces. The Bible explains that we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. The word translated as masterpiece comes from the Greek word poema. Yes, it's where we get the English word poem. It means something made, a work of art, a crafted creation. In other words, you are God's carefully crafted work. It implies you can be a brand new, fresh you through Jesus' life and death. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun, says the Bible book of 2 Corinthians. God created you to be a new creation. He did this so that you could live out a meaningful life of good that He already designed for you. To put it simply, you are not saved by doing good. You are remade to do good. One Bible teacher points out that you are meant to be poetry in motion, to accomplish something in this life that only you can do. The invitation to belong to Christ, to be an all-new person, is open today. He created you to be His masterpiece. Remember that. I'm Bonnie Sala. Ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.